12 minutes after 9 o'clock. You've got it on KHUM. Fifth annual Grave Matters and Untimely Departures is going to be coming up on Sunday the 26th. And joining us here in the studio is Don Brown. How you doing, Don?
Cliff, I'm just happy to be here today. Thank you.
You bet. Now, most folks know you as the insurance man, but you're wearing a different hat today.
A different hat. I put on a Grave Matters hat here today.
You've done this many times, right?
But this is the third time. Yeah. And it's the fifth year that the cemetery district has put this on. And it is absolutely some of the most entertaining stuff. Dr. Alex Service over at the Depot Museum has researched all these. Are actually real life, well, not real life stories. They're stories. Real dead stories of people who've lived in our community and just had interesting, untimely deaths. I mean, nobody gets out of here alive.
Sure.
But these are some interesting stories, and they have been in the past. And it's, it drives by the cemetery. You go, well, there's a bunch of dead people there.
I wonder what the stories are there.
But these are the stories, and these are people's aunts and grandparents that have died. And it's some interesting stuff. This is the 50th anniversary of the 64 flood.
Oh, yeah.
Also the 100th anniversary of the finishing of the Northwest Pacific Railroad. Mm-hmm. And they're going to feature two guys. One is the Coast Guard fellow that went down in the helicopter there trying to rescue folks at the 64 flood. And the other one is the newspaper editor from Fortuna who died of syphilis the very day that he was supposed to go out and cover the driving of the Golden Spike.
Wow.
So,
yeah,
you know, just
timing.
Yeah, you know, he drove the wrong spike,
yeah,
I guess.
I think so.
Anyway, but good news.
You said that instead of me.
Well, I can't be sued for this, can I?
I don't think so.
Okay. I think I've got a policy that'll cover it anyway.
Right, probably you do.
But there's just some interesting stuff. And the way it works, we're going to be out at the Masonic Oddfellows Cemetery out on Ronerville Road, just up the road from Roy Curlis's house. You park at his yard if you want. And but it's out there. It'll be Sunday at 2 o'clock to 6. And the format, basically, is that you kind of go in groups of 10 or 15 from one grave site to another, and these people come alive, and they tell the story about their life and how they died. It's just, it's fascinating, interesting.
So basically, they're actors, mm-hmm. if you will, who take on the role of these untimely departures and tell their story.
Exactly. And it's Boots Orman is an interesting fella. He died down in Rio Dell and in a card game back in about 1920 or so. And two different tarot card readers had predicted his death within separate times, two different locations. Several times he predicted that he would die within a year, and darned if he didn't die within a year. But, you know, playing cards at Wildwood back in 1920 is almost certain death.
Or something, or what?
That's just interesting stuff how that was. There's the guy I'm playing was the foreman of the work for the Russ family, was foreman back in the 1930s, and fell off a cliff in the middle of a forest fire.
Wow.
So, I mean, just some interesting stories, you know, how it changed right there.
So now the tours leave like every 10 minutes.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So you can come like at any time.
You can come any time. Once they get a group of 10 people, the guides will then take you around. The cost is $15, and it benefits the cemetery district. And people don't think, well, you know, I mean, it's a lot more to just mowing grass there. And our cemetery district has 7 cemeteries that they are responsible for, and this is our only fundraiser of the year. And I got to tell you, this is a lot more fun than going to the River Lodge and eating rubber chicken and, you know, bidding stuff up here. And it goes for a good cause.
All righty, so I'm taking a look at the weather. There's a 40% chance of a few showers. So
there's a 60% chance it's not going to rain.
That's right.
And we're going to have it even if it rains. This is Humboldt County. Folks, get your umbrellas, get your slickers on. Come on out to the Masonic Cemetery Sunday afternoon, 2 to 6.
Wear something comfortable, some Bring out wear your bogs, perhaps.
Yeah, weatherproof, you know, shoes. And but we're going to have it rain or shine, and we're going to have a big time out there.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I think the weather could actually add to the stories. I think.
Well, except for mine, I'm supposed to have died in a drought. So,
well, there is a drought going on.
I have to do some imagination as I'm sitting there covered in water. You know. Trying to tell people why we had a big forest fire here.
This is the wet part of the drought, but it's a drought, right?
But it's going to be eight different stories, eight different individuals, and it's entertaining. It really is. And most of the folks are really good actors. They've got some amateurs out there, I'm proud to say also. But it's just a lot of fun. And some of these folks are really entertaining.
All righty. Well, Don, thanks for coming in and talking about it. How do folks get tickets?
At the door. Just show up and we'll sell you a $15 ticket, cash check, money orders, third party out of town post dated checks. You just come on down. We'll take your money. We're glad to have it. Cash works too.
There you go. The universal gift certificate. That is Sunday. This coming Sunday from 2 till 6. Basically, any time during that window, stop on by and they'll be doing tours like every 10 minutes or so.
Every 10 minutes.
There you go. Fantastic. Boom. Don, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You betcha.